circulation around it will bring about some rapid changes to the atmosphere and destabilize our conditions. And a cold front coming in with that storm will probably form a line of fast-moving and violent storms to our west and southwest. And that line is expected to approach the area by around 4 to 5 p.m. this evening. So we'll get a little break from about 1 o'clock on until around 4 or 5 o'clock, and that's when all kinds of things are going to start to happen. These storms that form in that line will be moving at 60 to 70 miles an hour, and that's not going to allow a whole lot of time to respond if you get a warning. You need to take those warnings seriously and take cover. The Storms Prediction Center has placed all of western Kentucky in the enhanced risk for severe storms today. And a moderate risk area is in most of western Tennessee, but that also now includes those Kentucky counties along the Kentucky-Tennessee border, including the Kentucky counties of Graves, Trigg, Christian, Todd, and Logan counties. And so those counties are now under the moderate risk, which is a level 4 out of 5. That's pretty high risk of severe weather. The tornado threat has also increased and is now at 15% across those four counties in a hatched area and 10% across the rest of western Kentucky. And the Storms Prediction Center says that a tornado outbreak is expected today into early this evening across parts of the southeast, northward into the Tennessee Valley, and several long-track, strong tornadoes, destructive winds, and very large hail are forecast across parts of the southeast and northward into the Tennessee and Ohio Valley. And so we can expect supercells, Boeing line segments, and all of those will be severe, producing probably wind damage, tornadoes, and large hail. Hailstones greater than 2 inches in diameter could occur.